go to bed and go to sleep and things like that. And people used to scare their children. Uh-huh. And I don't think that's right.
Well, it made them go to bed.
Well, yeah, that's the truth.
Okay. Okay, what is it that people sometimes see at night, say in graveyards or something?
Ghosts.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Spooks.
Spooks?
Ghosts.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the place where ghosts or spooks might hang out, other than a graveyard, would be in a, what kind of a house?
Haunted house.
Okay. Is there any around this area?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. I was talking to a man over in Dayton.
Yeah. I think there's supposed to be one over by it.
Uh-huh. He's living in that house.
Huh?
He's living in that house. He bought it. It's supposed to be haunted or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to live in the... I used to believe in all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
The haunted house and things?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We lived in one time that was supposed to have been haunted. And, oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, if you enjoyed somebody's... Okay, when you meet someone, you say, by way of greeting, asking about their health, what do you say to somebody?
How are you getting along?
Okay, sure. And if you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
It's just good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, if you have enjoyed somebody's visit, you might say, come.
Come again.
Okay. And
come back to see me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Okay. How about on the 1st of January?
New Year's Day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What might you say, though?
Happy New Year.
Okay, sure. Okay, if, would there be anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you?
I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, or you might say I'm much?
Grateful.
Or, I'm much obliged?
Yeah, much obliged.
Okay, sure.
That's the old, the older version of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Much obliged, that's...
Okay. If you go downtown, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
Okay. If you made a purchase, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and...
Wrap it.
Okay. And then when you got it home, you might...
Open it.
Or...
Unwrap it.
Okay. If you sell something for less than you paid, you might say, I had to sell it.
Cheaper?
Or you might, I had to sell it at a
high price.
Or if you sold it for less than you paid for it, you might say, I had to sell it at a
loss.
Okay. If you admire something but don't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but it's
too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Or it
costs too much.
Okay, great.